Hi there, this is Vashti. Today I'm going to do a real reaction reading of a story that Toy Boy 0069 has written for me. He had posted a request for people to message him about a story, and I did that. So we talked a little bit and I have not seen it. I haven't even opened the link yet because I told him that I wouldn't and that I would record my first reading reaction. So I am going to do that. Hopefully, I don't stumble over the words. It's been a long day at work. So, anyway, let's get started here. Okay. Vashti and Jacob had been together for a couple of years now, and they couldn't be happier together. Well, maybe a little happier. Lately, the both of them had felt as if they had gotten into a rut. Things had gotten repetitive, which is a good thing in a lot of aspects, but it could make the more intimate moments rather dull. But Vashti had found a possible solution. The both of them had always said they needed more adventure, so she had planned a little camping trip over the weekend. They would hike up a trail, stop at a secluded campsite, and be together for the whole weekend. There would be no cell phones, no laptops, no jobs, and no distractions. Just the two of them, nature and the open sky. Oh, that's good. To her delight, Jacob was very much into the idea as well. So when Friday night finally came, they could hardly wait to hit the road. The hike was more intense than either of them had expected. By the time they arrived at the campsite, dusk was already falling. Luckily, it was a warm summer night, so when they felt too tired to set up a tent, sleeping under the stars was the perfect option. Oh, that's great. It turned out that they were alone on the site, which was just what they had hoped for. Still a little sore from the long hike, Jacob started lighting the fire pit, more for light than for heat. While Jacob was busy gathering wood from the storage hut, Vashti decided to make things a bit more comfortable and cozy. She spread a blanket close to the fire and grabbed the snacks she had hidden away in her backpack. They had eaten during the hike, so now was the perfect time to present the chocolate-covered strawberries and a bottle of champagne. Soon the both of them were sitting on the blanket, their faces lighted by the glow of the flames, and drinking champagne out of plastic cups. "I'm sorry I forgot the glasses," Vashti said after taking another sip. "I was so focused on this surprise that I completely forgot those." Jacob smiled, gazing into the fire and wrapping his arm tighter around his girlfriend. "Don't worry about it, Angel." Oh. He held up his cup. "This is perfect. We should do this more often." Vashti looked up at him and smiled. "We really should." Jacob answered her smile by bringing his face down to hers, and the moment their lips touched, they could both feel that spark again. That same spark that lit the fire between them years ago. And neither of them wanted to let go of this moment. Vashti was the first to move again, though, but not to break away. She threw her cup to the side, rather happy now that she didn't have to bother with her expensive champagne glasses, and wrapped her arms around Jacob's neck. She pulled herself up, making this kiss more and more intense, until her weight pushed him back and she could lower herself on top of him. By now, she could feel his hands moving up and down her body, as if they were exploring for the first time. With the same kind of curiosity and passion, she straddled him, already able to feel his growing erection through his pants. Fuck, this turned her on even more than she had expected it to. Oh, I love those words. Finally, she broke their kiss, leaving the both of them breathless for a moment before raising above him and taking off her shirt and bra. Her breasts threw long shadows on each other in the light of the fire, giving them a mysterious glow. As if mesmerized, Jacob reached up, cupping his girlfriend's breasts and rolling her nipples between his fingers. Vashti gave a small moan of approval, her panties slowly dampening under his every touch. Bending down for another kiss, she slid her body down, positioning herself between his legs and unbuttoning his pants. She hadn't felt this hungering need for him in so long that she almost ripped the fabric from his body. Oh, boy. Once his cock popped out into the free night air, she wrapped her fingers around it. She crawled her way down, looking him deep in the eyes until her mouth was hovering over his cock. With slow movements, she planted her tongue just beneath the head and started swirling it around his cock, teasing it with the tip of her tongue. From the moans escaping Jacob's lips and the movements his lower body tried to make, he seemed to be in just as much need as her. But it wasn't time yet. Every time he tried to thrust up his lower body, she pulled back her head, barely touching his cock with her lips, and held his body down with her hand still wrapped around his cock. Oh, boy. She could hear his slightly frustrated moans, but she looked up at him and winked. "Not just yet, honey. I've got something else in mind first." With a devious smile, she crawled up again until his cock was between her breasts. Enjoying the blissful look on Jacob's face, Vashti pressed her breasts together around his cock, gently moving up and down its shaft and rubbing his pre-cum over the head every time it came out. She could feel his cock twitch and his muscles tighten with her every touch. "Oh, baby," his voice sounded strained. "I'm going to shoot my load all over your tits soon." Oh, shit. Completely encouraged by her boyfriend's pleasure, Vashti started moving faster, longing for his cum all over her. And she didn't have to wait long. After only a couple more strokes, Jacob's muscles tensed and he thrust his lower body up, shooting stream after stream of cum all over Vashti's breasts and face. Vashti smiled as she licked off some of the cum. "Wow, you haven't shot a load like that in forever. You must have really enjoyed that." Jacob answered her smile with his own. "You've got no idea. We're not done by a long shot." He rose to his knees, towering over her now. He whispered in her ear, "It's my time to get filthy now and fuck you into oblivion." If Vashti wasn't ready before, she was now. Her mind flipped a switch, and all she wanted was for her boyfriend to do whatever he wanted to her. She let his strong hands lay her back and willingly raised her lower body when he yanked off her pants, leaving her bare naked in front of him. He leaned over her naked body, planting his lips over a nipple and sliding two fingers in her pussy. As he started moving his fingers inside her, he grinned up at her. "It's been quite a while since your cunt has been this wet." All she could do in response was bite her lip and moan, but fuck, he was so right. It was clear this adventure was the right decision. She ran her fingers through his hair, letting his lips and teeth play around her nipples. And as much as his fingers were pleasing her, she needed more. "Baby," she moaned to get his attention. "Baby, I want you to fuck me." He looked up at her with a teasing grin, not moving to fulfill her wish just yet. Vashti couldn't take any more. She needed his cock inside her. She needed to feel him on top of her. She just needed him. Oh, God. And she wasn't ashamed to beg for it. "Baby, please," she moaned, riding her lower body up against his fingers. "I need your cock in my wet cunt so bad. I need to feel your cock fuck me hard. Please, baby." Jacob bent over her again, bringing his mouth next to her ear. "You're being a filthy girl, aren't you?" Oh my God. She just kept writhing under his touch, wrapping her arm around his upper body. "I'll just have to give you what you ask then, right?" While whispering to her, he slid a third finger in her pussy. Oh God. Sending waves of pleasurable pain through her body. Oh my God. She gasped for air again, digging her nails deep into his back. "Yes, baby, please. Please give it to me. Give it to your filthy girl." Oh, God. Her body relaxed when he took his fingers out and licked them clean from her juices. Without a word, he went to sit on his knees between her legs and placed the tip of his cock against her soaking wet slit. "Do you want this?" he asked, happy to tease her some more. Vashi tried to move her body, but Jacob's strong hand was holding her down. "Yes, baby, I need it." Jacob just rubbed the head of his cock through her lips. "How bad do you need it, Angel?" He kept teasing. "I need it so bad. I need your fat cock in my tight cunt. I need..." Vashni's words stopped short when Jacob slammed his cock into her mid-sentence. Without pause, Jacob started moving inside her, slamming his body into hers. The night air was soon filled with the sounds of flesh meeting flesh and screams of pleasure. Jacob leaned down, planting his lips on her for another kiss. Their tongues met in the most passionate kiss they had shared in years, both moaning their pleasure into each other's mouth. Just as fast, she felt that the moment was perfect and couldn't improve. Jacob proved her wrong by reaching down and planting his thumb on her clit. Oh, God. Vashi wrapped her arms even tighter around her boyfriend as her moans turned into a screaming orgasm. With every muscle in her body working to get his cock deeper in her pussy, she could feel him push as well. With her pussy tightening around his cock, Jacob seemed to have reached his limit as well. With deep groans, he pushed deep into his girlfriend, shooting another load of cum to fill her up. Oh, fuck. Once his orgasm faded, Jacob collapsed, rolling his body to lie next to Vashti. They lay like that for hours, wrapped in each other's arms, bathing in the glow of the fire and looking at the stars. This was indeed a perfect night. Finally, Jacob kissed Vashti's forehead. "This was a great idea, Angel. I love you." She rested her head on his broad chest. "I love you too," she purred, before drifting off to sleep. Oh, so, what a lovely story. That's the end of this story. Oh, gosh. It's called The Camping Trip, which I don't think I read at the beginning. I was so excited. Thank you for writing this story. Gosh, it's fantastic. So I will put the link. He gave me a link to the story so that anybody who wants to read it can go read it. I'm gonna go try to cool off a little bit now. So thanks for listening.